Continuing now with stories that got you to get in touch with us. Earlier this year, a fairly straightforward conversation with a historian about disability history got people thinking.
War creates disability, and it always has created disability. War brings disability to the forefront. It reminds us that it is a part of everyone's life and a possibility in everyone's life.
That's historian Kim Nielsen, author of A Disability History of the United States, speaking on the show earlier this year. Well, takeaway listener Deborah Solomon heard that and contacted us with a story of her dad, Aaron Solomon, who wrote this about people with disabilities back in the 1950s. The spreading of our ideals of liberty versus dictatorship, he wrote, in the underdeveloped countries of the world, can best be advanced by relieving the suffering of those too ill to care for freedom or to dream of democracy. Aaron Solomon began hiring the then-called handicapped in his factory after World War II. Daughter Deborah came into the studio to tell us that based on her upbringing, she was actually a little worried she might not be able to get a job because she had no disability, like most of the workers in her dad's plant.
My earliest memories of going to my father's factory, I would walk behind him with a limp because everyone who was in his factory had some sort of disability, or as they were called then, handicapped. And I wanted to be like the people who worked for my father. And I was just a little kid then.
How old?
I would say probably 6 or 7.
And 6 or 7-year-olds want to fit in.
Right. And actually, I think 75% of the people in his office were handicapped, and he actively sought to hire the handicapped. And
who were some of the characters you met that probably a lot of your peers would never encounter, ever?
Well, my father's first secretary was – her name was Lorraine, and I can still hear her voice. When she came to apply for the job, he had one of those doors that was half opaque, half glass.
Right.
And he only had 3 employees at the time. And he heard the bell ringing and he kept looking out and not seeing anyone. And Lorraine was a dwarf with a terrible spinal deformity. And she told my father that she had applied for 1,500 jobs. And then my father hired her and said she was the best secretary he ever had. She worked for him for, I think, 15 years.
How did you see and again, there's more characters that you could talk about out in the factory. Give me an example of the kind of people that he was hiring.
The man who ran his cafeteria, and actually all of my sisters – I have an older sister and a younger sister. We all remember the man who ran the cafeteria. He had cerebral palsy. And his job was to serve people the food, and there were all sorts of machines. And you could not understand what he said, but he worked so hard and was so dedicated. And the thing that – one of the things my father wrote in his speeches is how happy he was when this man who had never been able to hold down a job came to him and asked him for a raise. And he said that it made him so happy that going from unemployable to being a person who had the confidence to say, I deserve a raise – made my dad really happy.
That is an amazing story. And, you know, this isn't a charity thing. Your dad got the idea to do this where?
My father worked at Mitchell Field, and he was an officer.
In World War II.
Yeah. After the Battle of the Bulge, all of the wounded soldiers came back through Mitchell Field. And my father was in charge of deciding which hospital and what sort of transport they would be moved on. And he was so completely changed by that experience that he dedicated his life to helping people who had lost limbs or who were disabled in any way.
And way outside of just veterans. It wasn't just veterans he wanted to help. It was everybody who had a physical disability who he thought he might be able to give an opportunity to.
Oh, yes. It was not just military victims. He believed that the disabilities disappear when that person has a job that they can do. He had very simple or very direct ideas about rehabilitation. It basically was train people, let them work, and that they basically their disabilities would disappear.
And here he is implementing this very simple idea that is at the core of the Americans with Disabilities Act, a much more complicated act that is not simple by any means, but still at its core contains this idea. He's doing this, by my count, 40 years before that act is passed.
Yes, yes. I think my father was in the forefront of this movement to help the handicapped. He was working for Eisenhower in the mid-50s on basically on committees to help the handicapped. That's what my father believed. It was he approached it like a businessman. He said, it makes good sense to hire the handicapped. They're more dedicated. They work harder to prove themselves.
You've brought some items from your dad's sort of life here. Mm-hmm. Just show me a couple of things that you have there.
Well, my father started off during the Depression delivering ice when he was 18 on his back. And I've saved his delivery book here. He wanted to go to law school, but he had to go to work. And so he started off delivering ice. And,
that's amazing.
Yeah. This is a book. These are speeches that he gave. He went all over the world delivering speeches. And my mom's favorite story is that he was doing Copenhagen, and he thought that his passport was for life. And he got to the airport and found out that it had expired. And the woman at the desk said to him, no way, no how. Senators, governors do not get out without a passport. But my father really, he never took no for an answer, and he felt he could change the world. And he put an out-of-order sign on a phone booth and called the White House. And he got on that plane and went to Copenhagen.
Unbelievable. How proud are you of him as a daughter to be motivated to share this story after listening to our story and to come in here and to share these things with us?
My father really spent his life helping other people. And I feel like, you know, so much of him is still alive in me. So when I heard your program, I just really felt like it was time to give a tribute to my dad for all the work he did for others.
Well, Deborah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Deborah Solomon is a Takeaway listener. She called us to share her story of her father, Aaron Solomon, who dedicated his life to hiring those with disabilities.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.